Hi, this is Stephen Pearson. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio. And in fact, the fact that you're actually listening to this audio means somebody cares about you enough to want you to be able to succeed beyond your wildest dreams. What you're about to listen to is a 60-minute presentation from a live event that I did. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because, to my shock and pleasant surprise, the impact that this short 60-minute session has had on those that have listened to it has been nothing short of amazing. So what I want you to do is I want you to take off your do not disturb sign, meaning, you know, I know that already, or any of those types of ideas, and I want you to listen, because the ideas and the concepts that I'm about to share with you here are the base and the foundation of all transformation. It will help you to understand how to succeed, regardless of what it is you pick to succeed in, regardless of your business, regardless of your chosen field. It doesn't even matter. What you want to get here is the core, fundamental, foundational elements that can help you to succeed. So whatever it is you're working in, whatever business it is, or whatever job it is, or whatever career it is, or even if it's sports and athletic or some kind of athletics, I feel that after you finish listening to the 60 minutes, you're going to be able to go much further, much faster. At least that's my hope. And if the impact on you is even a partial of the impact that it's had on those that listen to this live, then I have a high degree of confidence that your life will definitely be transformed. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead to this live event, and I want you to enjoy it, and I'll come right back here with you after you listen to this 60 minutes. Make sure you're undisturbed, okay? And make sure you pay attention to what it is I'm going to be sharing with you for the next 60 minutes. You ready?
Come on, you can do better than that. Come on. All right.
All right.
Come on now.
Have a seat. Okay, so we have 60 minutes, and I want to go over something that's probably going to be one of the most significant things you ever cover in your entire life. But first, I want you to think, it's 12 months from now. It's a Saturday, and you're doing a check or checking in on your bank balance. What do you want to see? This is for real. It's 12 months from now. It's a beautiful Saturday. And you looking at your checking account balance. Maybe you logged online. Maybe you went to the ATM. What do you want to see? I want you to write that number down. Seriously. And don't fall into the trap of writing down what you think you can get. Write down what it is you really, really want. Because whatever that number is, you can hit that number if your willingness matches what it is you want. Your willingness to do whatever it takes. And what I'm going to share with you here in these next 60 minutes is exactly how you can make that happen. This will change your life. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, this will change your life. Look at somebody and tell them. Look at somebody else and tell them. And it will, and it is. So what it is I've done is I've looked to simplify this for you so that you can really understand it and take this in. But understand, if you do this, if you do exactly what it is I'm about to share with you here, your life will never be the same. Just as sure as a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, and just as sure as an acorn becomes an oak tree, this has worked 100% of the time. 100% of the time. This is the combination. This is the key. This is the thing that's going to make you what it is you've ultimately wanted to be, have you to experience everything it is you wanted to experience. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
It's going to blow your head off.
Blow it. Come on.
But this is real. This is real. At the end of the day, this is what makes it work. Okay? So I put it together in three different areas, and you will want to write this stuff down. Okay? I have an area of mind management, okay? I have an area of the truth about money. Okay? And I have an area of taking action. One of the first things that you need to understand is that money is an effect. It's not a cause. Money is an effect. It's not a cause. But before I go a little bit deeper into that, I want you to understand there are actually five types of effects. Okay? You have what I call psychological effects. Okay? Those are like your mental effects. You have what are called financial effects. Okay? You have what are called physical effects, what I call functional effects, and what I call systemic effects. Now, we won't talk about these right here. What I want to talk about is the psychological effects, okay? The psychological effects. Interesting enough, cause is mind. Mind is the cause. Money is the effect. Are you following me here? Now, how can there be a psychological effect, but at the same time, mind is the cause? How many of you know we have, for the most part, two parts of the brain? We have the conscious and the subconscious, right? The subjective and the objective. Well, think of your mind like this. Think of your mind, your conscious mind, the mind that you're using right now to pay attention to me and everybody else in this room, as the captain of the ship. And look at your subconscious mind as being all of the other soldiers on the ship, and the only thing that it does is follow the instructions that the captain gives it. Are you following me? It's like I like to tell people that this whole life thing is a mind game. And you are both the coach and the player. Your conscious mind is the coach. Your subconscious mind are the players, and the players are only going to do what you instruct them to do. How many are following along so far? Now, well, how is it we go about coaching ourselves? There's five things. These are the five primary things, okay? What are you focusing on? Okay? What are you saying to yourself? You can just call that language, okay? What images do you see? Okay? What are you feeling? And what are you believing? Now, I want you to think for a minute. Think about a time where you had an opportunity to do something and you did not do it. Because you just, for some reason, felt like it was not going to work for you. I want you to go back to that time and look at it. What were you actually focusing on? Were you focusing on the past or were you focusing on the future? And if you didn't do it and you were focusing on the past, you were probably focusing on how something just like that or similar to that or just something altogether did not work. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's what we were focusing on. And if we were focusing on the future, we were probably focusing on how it probably won't work and maybe how embarrassed you would be and how humiliating it will be if it doesn't work or how you may be outcast from your inner circle or whatever. Okay? What about what you were saying to yourself? The language you were using, was it constructive or destructive? Chances are it was destructive. Right or wrong?
Right,
right or wrong?
Right.
It was destructive. Now, what about the images you see? Did you see the images of you losing all your money? Maybe you losing your home or losing your friends or losing your self-esteem? The images of it didn't working or not working or is not working or whatever. Whatever those images were, the images were negative and they did not support you. Right or wrong?
Right.
What about feeling? Feeling very apprehensive, feeling very, very afraid. Right? Which is ultimately reinforced by all of those things. And then what were you believing? Maybe you were believing that that stuff works for other people. That stuff doesn't work for you. Mm. Or you tried that before. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's take this same scenario and think about something that was new to you that you did do, that you actually went out there and did. You got it done. What were you focusing on, the past or the future? If you were thinking about the past, you were probably thinking about how you did something similar to that or just like that or whatever, and it did work. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Or if you're focusing on the future, you're focusing on, oh, my gosh, if this thing works out, it's going to be unbelievable. So you were focusing on the upside versus focusing on the downside. Are you following me here?
Good.
What about what you were saying to yourself? You're probably saying to yourself, I can do this, or this is unbelievable, I'm awesome, or I'm a genius, or whatever it is. But whatever it is you were saying to yourself was constructive and supporting you versus destructive and bringing you down.
That's good.
How many are following here?
Good. Come on now.
Now,
Think about the images. You were probably having all these images of the great success or the satisfying relationship or whatever the case may be. Maybe it was something you wanted to experience in your body or in your finances or whatever. But the images you were holding in your mind were supporting the positive action of moving forward and getting it done. What were you feeling? You were probably feeling extremely empowered and powerful at the same time. And what were you believing? You were believing that this is something that you can do. Right? How many of you follow me here?
Yes.
Every single one of these are a conscious choice. And each one of these that you select, positive or negative, is fed to your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is not going to argue with you. It does not engage in arguments. It does not differentiate between something that is negative or something that is positive. It will just follow through on whatever it is you feed it.
That's good.
Are you following me here? But the most horrible thing about this is because this is the cause, and where you are right now financially is an effect of all of these. Now, one other thing you need to understand about effects is that there's three natures of effects: cascading effects, collateral effects, and cumulative effects. The effect that is probably most damaging is the one that is a cascading effect. Because think about this. Think about a person when they look at their money and they look at how much money they don't have or how poor they believe that they are. How do they start to feel physically in their body or in their stomach? Do they feel good?
No.
Right. Yes or no?
No.
Now, when I talk about function, you know, functional effects is your ability to do your job, whatever your job is. You ever had something break you down mentally and then physically you just could not do what it is you're supposed to do?
That's right. Yes.
Now, systemically, I'm talking about teams and units, like your family. Ever had something bad happen to you mentally, or you look at your money, now you're just pissed off? It happens to traders a lot. When a trader has a bad day, now all of a sudden he's taking it out on his family. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes they take it out on their family by committing suicide, and they leave the family just horrified for many, many years because they committed suicide over their money. But it all starts here. But the good news is, you have absolute, total control over this.
That's good.
Now, you may not be able to control what person comes into your life and says something negative to you, but you can control the amount of awareness and energy you give to it.
Yes, that's good.
It's like one of my mentors told me, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you sure as heck can stop it from building a nest on.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you may not be able to stop somebody from coming in and calling you all kinds of negative things, or maybe trying to keep you a prisoner to your past, because some people will try to do that. Some people will try to keep you chained to your past.
Right.
But you do have the ability to choose to say, no, that's not how it is. And to not give them any awareness and not give them any energy. Every single successful person has this mental muscle. Every single one. Every single one. So, mind management. What's the first one? Who can say it? Money is what? Money is an effect, right? So, if you want to change what's in your hand, you have to change what's in your head.
Well, come on now.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
If you don't like your money, you got to get your mind together. That's it. Here's the thing. I don't make up these rules. These are just the laws. And the laws do not need your permission to work. These are the facts. And ignoring the facts don't change the facts. So you have a choice. You can understand what the laws are and what the forces are that are creating and shaping wealthy people filled with financial abundance and even physical abundance. Or you can ignore them. It doesn't matter. But if you want to become successful, you need to align yourself with how this stuff works.
That's right.
Are you following me here?
Yes.
Now, the second thing that all of us understand, and you want to write this one down, you cannot make money and excuses at the same time.
Come on now, Steve. Say that. Say that.
You cannot make money and excuses at the same time. But some of us try to live in that dual world. It's like mixing oil and water. See, here's the thing that I discovered. about myself and other extremely successful people. Our rule of measurement is not the measurement that the poor use, which is it easy and convenient?
That's right.
Our rule of measurement is it worth it?
Yes, sir. That's good.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
See, many people, they look at something, it's like, oh, man, that's, you know, that's too hard. Or, you know what, that costs too much. That's a poor man's thinking pattern.
Mm.
A person that becomes wealthy, they have one rule of measurement. Is it worth it?
Yes, it is.
If it's worth it, it doesn't matter if it's easy or if it's hard or if it's convenient, because it's worth it.
That's good.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
It's like if you had to save a loved one, are you going to say, that ain't easy, that ain't convenient?
Come on, Steve, I'm working.
No, because what your family means to you automatically is what? Worth it. We automatically know that it's worth it. But what are some of the excuses we give ourselves? What's one of the popular ones? I can't afford it, right? Or I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money, right? It's a poor man's thinking pattern.
Come on now.
A poor man's language. What do you mean you don't have enough time? You think Bill Gates has a 26 hour of the day?
Come on now.
No successful person has an extra hour.
Come on now, say it.
It's called time management.
Yes.
And we manage our time not by a book or a piece of software, but by what we value the most.
Mm.
That's how time is managed, by what's worth it, not by what's easy or convenient. See, it's easy and convenient to sit down and watch television.
Yes, sir.
What destroys more lives than anything else is that many people will do what is convenient and comfortable instead of what will make them great.
Mm.
But what will make you great is not found in the world of easy and convenient.
That's right.
You'll never find it there. So stop looking. And I'm not saying that you go through life looking for a struggle, but you shouldn't go into shock and dismay when the struggle shows up. Or when the challenge appears. That's just par for the course. Just like when you're in school and you get a test, I mean, you're not like going to the principal's office complaining the teacher's giving us a test. Right? It's like ridiculous. Listen, I didn't stick around in school long enough to get as many tests as you guys probably got, but I know that they give out tests. Now, you may have a few students groan, but the test is expected.
Right.
So we have to stop complaining. We have to stop making excuses.
That's good.
I think some of us have a gene that's just an excuse gene. And we need to extract that gene out of our bloodstream.
Come on now.
We need to get rid of it.
That's good.
Make it disappear.
Yes, sir.
So one of the things you can do is very simple. Again, because you all have these different thoughts that come to your mind. There will. And one of the enemies of new thinking is old thinking. Your old thinking patterns will try to suffocate your new thinking patterns.
Right.
But you have to do something about that. So one of the things to do that's really easy is when that thought of I can't comes to mind, or that thought of I don't have enough time or I don't have enough money comes to mind, you immediately can say, stop. And then replace it immediately with an I can thought or an I do thought.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to think about something that you feel as if you can't do. Or you don't have enough time to do, or you feel as if you don't have enough money to do. There's people here today because they felt like they didn't have enough time. Interesting. How we spend our time is just a choice of what is a priority to us.
Right, exactly.
That's it. And I forgot who said it, but it's interesting. And he was talking about the way lives are destroyed. It's not a result of one bad decision. But it's that same error in judgment over a period of time.
That's right.
See, it's not one cigarette that kills a person, but it's that same error in judgment over a certain period of time. A person didn't get liver failure from one sip of the bottle, but it's that same error in judgment over a long period of time. A person's business doesn't work out, not because they didn't do the marketing one day, but they didn't do the marketing for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm. That's
You follow me? You don't become estranged from your family because you didn't see them one day. You become estranged from the family because you didn't see them for a long period of time. Are you following me here?
Yes. That's
good. But let's go back. It's all a choice.
Yes, sir.
It's all a decision. The one thing that we can control. Many of us spend so much of our time frustrated about things that bother us that we have no freaking control over. Many of you are concerned and worry about crap that hasn't even happened yet in the future.
Come on now.
How can you do that to yourself? How can you believe in so many different destructive things? How can you give your time and energy to so many different things that only serve to tear you down and hold you back and keep you in prison?
It's good stuff, Stephen.
You're walking around free people, but you might as well be in a state pen somewhere because of the way you think you're in prison.
Mm.
We're prisoners of our own thoughts. And it shouldn't be that way. People that become wealthy understand that to liberate your finances, you have to liberate your thinking.
Oh, that's good.
And do not allow yourself to succumb to the thought and ego of somebody that's sitting next to you.
Mm.
Don't allow them to dictate how you should live your life. Be free.
Yes.
And stop giving excuses. Gosh, you got to remember that. You can't make money and excuses at the same time.
That's
right. Can't. So I want you to think about something that you felt like you couldn't do. Or that you feel like you can't do right now. And we're going to practice it. Okay? The moment that thought comes to mind, I want you to say, stop! And I want you to scream it out. Don't whisper it. I want you to get it from your gut, as if you were completely rejecting it. Almost as if a dog was about to attack your kid, or maybe the dog was about to attack you. Okay? Or something bad was about to happen. And you wanted it to stop, and the way to get it to stop was to force an energy that you put out from your gut. Okay? How many of you guys want to play along with me? Alright, so think of that one thing that's negative. Alright? Ready? Stop! Come on, you can do better than that. I'm talking about serious. Don't say stop like kind of stop. You want your stop to be like, you know, get the, you know, go to hell. You know what I mean? You know, seriously, tell I can't to go to hell. Bury it. You have to bury it. You can't allow it to stay around. Okay? So I want you to think about it. Think about it again. Whatever that I can't is, or that you can't do it, or you won't do it, or you don't have time, you don't have money, whatever it is, reject that thought. All right? Think about that thought. Ready? Go.
Stop!
Good. Now, immediately after you say stop, I want you to think about the I can. I can. I can do it. I do have enough time. I do have enough money. Okay? Immediately. The moment you go from I can't stop and immediately replace it with the I can thought. Period. Without question. And it can't be a I can't. You know what I mean? Like, can I really? No. It has to be you know that you can. Do you know that most people that become successful say they can, even when they have no freaking idea how they want to do it?
Now.
How do you think Bill Gates sold IBM on that whole deal? He went in there and said, we'll deliver it in 3 weeks. And he walked out and was like, oh, shoot, how are we going to do that? But he went in there and said, we can do it. Because, see, sometimes when you say you can,
well,
you get just enough of that pressure on you
right.
to get you to perform.
Right.
It's like athletes. They say that if they're playing against a team that's subpar, that doesn't really challenge them, it's hard for them to dig deep to bring out their best game.
That's right.
But when they are really, really challenged, the best of them comes out. And they perform at their peak levels.
Right.
See, many of us are making decisions based on what we feel as if we can do. So what it is, we have to have enough information in advance to know how we're going to deliver on it. That's not how you live your life. So what that means is that you're making your decisions and trying to build your life based on what it is you have and not based on what it is you want.
Mm. Come on.
See, when a person is going to build a house and they do the diagram and the blueprints, do they first say, hold on, before we do the blueprint, let's go ahead and check and see how much wood we got and all this kind of stuff. Let's check to see what inventory we have. It's ridiculous. What do you want to build?
Right.
Now let's go be resourceful and get it and make it happen.
That's good.
How many follow me?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do it again. And here's the thing. You want to practice this continuously. Continuously. Why? Because you're going to continuously have thoughts of I can't and oh my gosh and, you know, I don't have time and don't have money and I don't have the relationships or whatever. But you have the power to reject those thoughts and replace it immediately with a thought that supports you. I do that all the time. I started using the word stop, but I used to use the word cancel. I'd be like, cancel immediately. And I would scream it out to cancel the thought that was coming in. But can you imagine what my life was like? I was walking around. It almost seemed like every 5 minutes, cancel, cancel, cancel. Because I had so many negative thoughts coming, cancel. Because I was trying my best. And sometimes I'll be sitting there quietly and I can hear myself screaming cancel in my head. Because I would say it that many times. But do you know that every single successful person that I know, they practice in this, they practice this in some form or another?
It's good.
Because everybody has negative thoughts.
That's right.
Because when a person makes a certain amount of money, now they're ready to take it to another level. There's new challenges.
Yes.
There's new fears. There's new doubts. There's that new challenge of what you stand for, what you really believe is possible. And you have to, once again, cancel out the negativity that comes in. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what the opportunities are. It doesn't matter what it is you're going to hear over these next 4 days. It doesn't matter. Because it's like, well, that's interesting, but I can't. Or that's interesting, but I don't have time. Oh, that's interesting, but I don't have the money. So what happens ultimately is you drown in a sea of opportunity. Mm. See, most people live their life thinking they're drowning in a sea of debt. Mm. No, you're drowning in a sea of opportunity.
Wow.
And you're drowning not because you can't take advantage of it. You're drowning because of the way you think about it.
Mm.
See, it's never really a question what's possible. The question is what you believe is possible for you. That's the real question. That's the real question. Not what's possible. What's possible is not a question at all. Look at the life that we live. Look at where this world was 100 years ago. Heck, look at where it was 25 years ago or 10 years ago. And all the new things that we experienced are effects. The internet's an effect. Cell phones are an effect. Airplanes are an effect of somebody's mind. The rules are no different for you. How many understand what I'm talking about? Okay, so one more time. We're going to cancel out something and then replace it with I can or I do. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Think about I can't. Ready? Go. Stop. Now, get that I can, I can, I can, I can in your mind or that I do. And this is something you want to practice continuously. I do this at home. I do it in my office when nobody's around. All the time. I go and I scream at the top of my freaking lungs what it is I can do and what it is I can handle. Because sometimes I'll catch myself during the day like, oh, this is too much. No, I don't want to do that.
Try.
So I have to go back and be like, I can handle this. I can deal with this. I can do this. For a single person to say that they are not challenged in that particular way, they are lying to you, and I would run away quickly. Because they're not being truthful.
That's right.
They're not being truthful. Every single one of us are plagued with these kinds of thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Every single one of us. But the difference is, do you let the negative thought hold the stronger posture, or do you let the positive thought hold the strongest posture?
That's good.
Whichever side has the strongest posture is going to be the side that wins. And it's going to manifest itself in your life. So the second one is what? What's the second one? Come on. You can't make money and excuses at the same time. Right? Now, truth about money. Interesting. One thing that all of us that make a lot of money know is you leverage debt.
Come on now.
You leverage debt. Debt is good. Debt is really freaking good if you know what to do with it. Some people are like, they want to get out of debt. No, get out of bad debt. Get in good debt. What do you think real estate investors are in? Do you think Donald Trump is using his own money to build all these buildings? Huh? What do you think the freaking stock market is? It's a bunch of companies, thousands of them, using other people's money. Isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Right. Right.
Many of you here probably know how Spike Lee started a long time ago. He took multiple credit cards, and he started his first movie. He became incredibly rich. See, here's the thing you got to understand. You may not be able to go get a business loan. But if you have a credit card, you have a bank somewhere that says, use me.
Mm.
But see, the problem is the thinking behind the card. Most people use it to get frivolous stuff that depreciates the moment they buy it.
That's right.
As opposed to investing it in stuff that appreciates.
Come on now.
That can give them a positive ROI versus a negative ROI. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You will never find an intelligent, wealthy person talking about how debt is bad. Now, debt is bad if you use a credit card to buy something that's like ridiculous, like a watch. Come on. Unless it's some kind of classic collectible watch that you got at a huge discount that you know you can go resell someplace. You know what they call those people? Well, for one, you're in a prison to your credit card because your credit card bill shows up and it's like, geez, freaking whiz. And you end up paying what's called idiot tax.
Come on now.
Which is the interest rates on the credit cards. You get taxed by the government, and then you let your credit card companies tax you. For stuff that has no more value.
Come on, Stephen, it's good.
None. But see, then you have a bunch of smart people. They literally go out there and try to get as many freaking credit cards as they can. Because they know that I'm going to put my money into this, I'm going to get this kind of return, I'm going to put the profits in my bank, and I'm going to pay off the credit card, and I'm going to do it all over again. I was just having this conversation recently with some of my friends. I have one friend, and we're talking about how he does his advertising. He's like, hey, man, all I do is I go and negotiate net 30 to 60-day terms, and then the moment my advertising bill comes in, I charge it to my credit card to get another 30 days, and then when the credit card bill comes in, I pay the whole thing off and I don't have to pay any interest. So he basically gets 60 to 90 days to float to preserve his cash. So the cash never really goes down. He takes the profits from the ads, puts it into the bank, the cash goes up, pays off the credit, repeats the cycle. It's genius. How many here have a credit card? You're a genius. You qualified for a freaking credit card. You know how many people don't qualify for a credit? Now, some of them probably don't need a credit card because their life will probably be worse. Because they want a credit card to buy things that they physically, net liquid cash account are not able to afford. See, many people use a credit card to batter themselves, to create a situation where they're further in debt and they kind of have this display of wealth, but they have no wealth. They're slave to the credit cards. Now they need a credit card, some kind of company to help to arbitrate and to do their debt reduction. They become a slave. You got to understand, this world is filled with financing. This entire world is filled with financing. It's what I do. The advertising I pay for, I put on a credit card. I put on a freaking credit card. Why not? Put on a credit card, get the bill paid off. That's normal business among wealthy people.
That's right.
That's normal. So there's good debt and there's bad debt. How many understand the difference? If you had the opportunity to buy a piece of property that was valued at $500,000, $500,000, okay, which means that you could buy this property, and somebody was going to sell it to you for $100,000. But it's valued at $500,000. $400,000 in instant equity. But you had no cash to do it. How many of you would figure out how to get the $100,000? Because you see the opportunity, right? Are you freaking kidding me? If you had to go get a bunch of people together to invest in it, you would do it, right? That's what investors do in stocks all the time. They're looking at a company, they're evaluating the fundamentals of the company or whatever. They're like, okay, this company looks like it's going to be a good investment. I am going to give this company my money and look to get a return on this investment. The company then takes the money, not their own, other people's money. This is such big business, you have what are called angel investors. There are people that are out there and all they look to do is give you their money so that they can get a return on it. And there's people out there that say, I will take your money and give you a return on it. So they're saying, sure, I will go in debt to you so that we can all win. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Got to get your mind right. The money ain't right because the mind ain't right. Have to have a different perspective on how you go about using and leveraging your finances. Forget about all that bad debt. But see, here's the enemy. The old experiences with the bad debt will make you fearful of getting into good debt.
You're right. Come on now.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Can't allow that to happen. What do you have to do? Stop. Right? And be like, I can do this. I can do this. I absolutely can do this. And you be intelligent about it. Just calculate the returns. That's what wealthy people do. They look at that, and here's their evaluation. It's not, can I afford it? It's, is it worth it? You see the different evaluation? See, if it was can they afford it, many people won't make the investment. But if it's worth it, they'll make the investment because they're going to get the return. Okay? So, what's number one under truth about money? What? Leverage debt, right? Number two about the truth about money. Money never sleeps.
Come on now.
But you do. So you need to find a system that allows you to make money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, many of you right now, you kind of like have a time frame on how much money you can make. Like you work 8 hours, you get paid for the 8 hours. You work a full day, get paid for a full day. Or whatever. But when you're off not working, money is still doing its thing.
Yes.
Money never sleeps. Think about that. It never sleeps. Wow. Money never, ever sleeps. So wouldn't it be just ideal to be in the position that since money wants to stay awake, you might as well let it continue to circulate towards you?
Come on now.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's wide awake. So I might as well be wide open to get it. Right?
Right.
Listen, the name of the game when you understand that money never sleeps is that it's about passive residual income. Passive residual income. Passive residual income. It's the name of the game. And you combine the idea that money never sleeps with passive residual income, and you start to tap into what all of us people that make a ton of money already understand. We want hands-free systems that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For example, how many of you remember the blackout a few years ago on the East Coast, during the blackout? Well, during the blackout, we're living in Michigan. We don't have power for like 24 hours, so we're like playing Uno cards or whatever it was, or Monopoly or something. And looking at this, I had never seen the stars, you know, before that particular. I never took the time to like look up at the sky, but I didn't really have nothing else to do, right? Couldn't play video games, couldn't do anything. So I'm looking up like, man, the sky, and I'm thinking I'm seeing like UFOs and stuff, you know, so I had like this wild imagination. It's like, I'm seeing stuff move, and it's like, no, it made a turn. I'm talking to my wife. I said, no, it turned, you know? So there we are. But all along, while I'm sitting here in this imaginary world of seeing UFOs, when our power came back on, I looked and checked a couple of sites. I think it was like two sites that I had checked up to that point had made over $5,000 while we were sitting in the dark. Listen, money never sleeps. Money never sleeps. I remember one day we were traveling overseas. I went back and looked into our account, and just one of my products had did over $11,000 during the time that we were flying.
Get back on that plane.
Man, you're like, well, how come you didn't keep flying, right? It's like, take another trip. Just keep flying around the world until the number changes. Money never sleeps. You just have to have the right systems in place. That's it. And you're going to learn about different kinds of systems while you're here that you can get and that you can put into place. But you got to remember that money never sleeps. When you stop working, you stop getting paid, the wealthy people and the intelligent people are not working but still getting paid. When we decide to take a time off or take a break, still getting paid. Because what we did is we got into alignment with the consciousness of money, if you want to call it that. Money is not asleep. It's always awake. So let me see what I can do to have that money to come towards me while it's still awake. It's going to go to somebody. Why not you?
Yes.
It's like one of the things Donnie Deutsch wrote in his book. Why not me?
Come on.
Why not you? And the moment he asked himself that question, he went from a moderately successful advertising agency to one that's worth over $2.3 billion, with a B. When he asked the question, why not me? Why not you? You're here, why not you? People come in these kind of rooms all the time. They sit there where you're sitting, and they make a decision to completely change your life, and they start to experience the same thing that you can experience. So why not you? So what is it? What's the second one in the truth about money?
Money never sleeps.
Money never sleeps. Money never sleeps. Now, taking action. We know nothing happens until you take action. One thing that I know about wealthy people is that we constantly move to take advantage of other people's wisdom.
Come on now.
For those of you that have been here, that have been to our house, you've seen the library that I have.
Yes, sir.
I am a student of every single person I can find. I mean, I have my average Amazon bill is like $2,000 a month. And to be fair, maybe a couple hundred bucks has to do with movies, but the rest of it is books. Right? I love watching movies, Blu-ray discs, love it.
Come on now.
But the majority of it is books and stuff, just continuing to feed me. And I don't go buy one book. And that's a product of Amazon's system. They kind of like trap you, don't they? It's like, ooh, that looks good. I go and want to get one book, and I average like five at a time. Right? And I have the boxes stacked up, and I have my schedule on when I start to plow through all my new material and people's courses. Now, granted, I mean, I'm pretty privileged to have people send me their stuff, but I'll buy their stuff. I'm like, you don't have to refund me. If they find out that I bought it, they'll refund us. But I'll spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on courses like that. They had three new courses arrive last week. Well, one of them arrived this week. Why? I'm a student.
That's good.
I'm a student. The people that make the most money have the biggest libraries.
Come on now.
They do.
That's a clue.
The people that want to make money but are not making the money have the smallest libraries. Or they have too many books that look brand new, if you know what I mean. Like you go in their house and say, oh man, I read this book. This is great. Did you just get it? Say, no, I had it for a year. But it looks like it was just fresh off the bookstore. Bookstore shelf, right? And you open it up, you hear that little click. Right? I mean, at least you can fake like you're reading. Go in and dog ear some stuff and flip through it, you know, and just highlight some stuff that doesn't make sense. And somebody's like, man, you know, that make you, at least make you feel good. Like people walk into my closet and they're like looking around. I'm like, it just feels good standing in there, doesn't it?
Right.
You just look at all this stuff and like, wow, you just walk out of it and you just feel like you're like like an intellectual genius or something. Just being around that much information, and it's the truth. I literally plow through information because things are changing so much. The one thing that I learned a long time ago that wealthy people know is that you have to have the right information, you have to have it right now, and you have to do something with it, period. And if there's one market that's more sensitive to that than any market, it's people that trade futures and commodities,
kind of
stocks.
Stuff.
They have to have the right fundamental or technical information on the instrument they're going to trade. They need to have it right now, and they have to immediately do something with it. Immediately. If they don't, then they're stuck. Then they're stuck. But the thing that I found that separates the person that is willing to make the investment in themselves, make the investment into their future, or the people that understand it's worth it. It's not about, oh, is this easy? It's not about, oh, is this convenient? It's not about, oh, is this affordable? It's about, is it worth it? How many would say your family is worth a better future?
Yes.
How many would say you're worth a better future?
Yes.
Then you have to understand that every place we want to get to requires another investment of time, of money, of energy. And it's not about, do you have enough time right now? It's not about, do you have enough money right now? It's about, are you going to be resourceful enough to get the money and rearrange your schedule so that the time becomes available to do what it is you need to do to get to where it is you want to go?
Yes, sir.
See, the future's not going to wait for you. So you have to go ahead and do something immediately to make sure what it is you ultimately want to experience in life becomes your reality and that you actually experience it. But sometimes we get trapped in fear. You know, fear becomes one of those things that we struggle with. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson said it best. He said, just do the thing and have the power.
That's good.
He didn't say talk about the thing, look at the thing, contemplate the thing, share the thing with your friends, huddle about the thing, do the damn thing, and have the power. You don't have the power just staring it down. Can you imagine two boxers getting in the ring? You want to win? You think that you can win just by being in the middle, just staring them down? No, you have to kick some butt. Or you get your butt kicked, right?
Yeah.
See, there's no middle ground here. You can't really live a mediocre life. Either your life sucks or your life is excelling. Period. There is no middle ground. Either you are growing or you are dying. That is just the cycle of life. Period. That's just simply how it works. And with the few minutes I have left, I want to kind of share with you a model to kind of give you a realistic expectation of how this whole thing works. But the whole take an action thing. What's the first one? What? They take advantage of other people's wisdom. And the second thing is they're decisive, and they take advantage of opportunities immediately. Decisive and take advantage of opportunities immediately. When?
Immediately.
When?
Immediately.
Immediately means right now. But one of the things that I found out, and I've traveled around the world, I mean literally around the world, and have spoken before tens of thousands of people and had the privilege of helping thousands of people. And I've come to understand that what really prevents people from becoming successful is that they extract time from the recipe and the ingredient. It's like having aborting a baby. You extract time so the baby never grows, right? How many here have kids? How many of you in 3 months, you went to your wife and said, where's the baby? Anybody? Does that even make sense? How many here have a garden? How many here know what a garden is? Now think about it. If you have a garden, or you know what a garden is, and you plant seeds in the ground, do you come back the next day kicking dirt, pissed off because you don't have your fruits or veggies or flowers? Yes or no?
No.
Of course not. Why is that the case? Because you understand the process.
Come on now.
Most people overestimate, get this, they overestimate how fast something can happen, and they underestimate what's required of them to make it happen. But everything has a cycle. Everything is a process. Think about life, right? You are born, right? Then you grow, you mature, and then, you die, right?
Right.
See, come on, we can't escape the fact. Two things we know for certain, and taxes ain't one of them, ask Wesley Snipes, right? He wasn't certain about taxes, right? But the government showed him how voluntary it is, right? Now, one thing we know for sure, you were born, right? Yes. Another thing we know for sure, you ain't getting out of this game alive.
Come on now.
Right? So we might as well understand how this game works and we kick butt while we're playing it.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Why hold back? You will die and leave everything behind anyway. Why allow your memory to be a spineless person that succumbed to the opinions of other people?
Come on now, Steve.
They could not muster up their own energy and get in touch with their own identity to live life on their terms.
Wow.
Why let that be your legacy? Why let that be the example you set for your kids? Why say it's okay to be spineless? It's okay to allow your identity to be defined and shaped by the opinions of other people. Don't let that be you. You're worth more than that. You deserve more than that. And so does your family.
Yes.
You have the opportunity right now to be their leader and to be their hero. In my family, I was the first person to ever become wealthy. If I would have followed their path, I would have probably been in the military and had a regular job. But good for me, you have to have at least a GED to get in the military, but I didn't have one. So when my dad was saying that, I was like, it ain't an option. Right? And then plus I got fat feet and asthma. Right? You don't want me in the military. Right? Come on. And you definitely don't want me on the front line unless you're going to use me as bait or something, right? And I ain't going to be nobody's bait, right? But this is the cycle of life. But what does the cycle of success look like? It will surprise you. It's what I call it's a grid that I created called LSME. And I'll explain that in a minute. And what happens is most people, they'll get on the grid, meaning like they'll come to an event like this, they'll make some investments, and they'll get on the grid, and they'll be what we call LSLE, and that is less sweat, less equity, meaning they're not really doing anything. They're doing what we call acquiring stuff, okay? So they're just acquiring some things, and they're talking about what they're going to do, but they're on the grid, okay? They're on the grid. And then they decide they're going to do something, okay? So they dive into this C to get ready to do something, and now they get into the part where we call MSLE, which is more sweat, less equity. And they go into shock, okay? Why do they go into shock? Because it doesn't seem to be working the way people said it's going to work. They can't believe how much work they're putting in. It ain't much or nothing happening. They're supposed to be making money. They follow the 3 steps. They follow the 5 steps. They put in their hour a day. They can't believe it's not working. This is unbelievable. So they're in shock as they're taking their action. And they hit down here what I call all kinds of D's. They become depressed. They become discouraged. They become despondent. But it's also the decision point. This is the point where you either cut or continue. Most people cut and they leave the grid, only to come up here and try to find something else. And what they do is they have this roller coaster. They go from less sweat, less equity, to more sweat, less equity, and they just keep on like this. They just remain in this very, very negative loop.
It's good stuff, Steve.
From relaxing to shocked again, relaxing to shocked again. But it's the very, very few that understand, right down here, that they're going to make the decision to continue. And they come to the point where it's MSME, more sweat, more equity. They're still putting in a lot of work, but now they're making more money. And from this point, they leave from being in shock to what I call having hope. How many follow what I'm talking about here?
Yes, sir.
So now they have hope. They're still doing the work, but they have more hope. And now they continue as they build their momentum, and they've reached a point up here and beyond where there's less sweat, more equity, and they're living their vision.
Come on.
You have to decide what part of the grid you're going to be on. You can show up and acquire stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can get into the game and go into shock because it's like, I can't believe that, you know, I actually have to do this. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. If there was a tooth fairy, I would have found him already. You know, if I can just put the money-making manual under my pillow and wake up the next day and there's millions of dollars, or there's at least a deposit note saying that it's been deposited into my bank account, I would have found that tooth fairy, and I would be selling it for a ton of money. There ain't no money tooth fairy. Seriously. It's a process. Every single thing has a process. And here's the thing. You have made the decision to change your life. You will never, ever escape this process.
That's right.
You can pick your poison. You can pick network marketing. You can pick direct sales. You can pick real estate. You can pick the internet. Pick whatever it is. Everything has a process to it.
Come on now.
And you can never cheat the process.
That's right.
I don't care how many instructions you have. You have to go through your path. It's just like having a baby. I mean, you can connive all day. Man, we're going to have a baby in 3 months. I bet you we can. Let's pray to God. Listen, if you have a baby in 3 months, we call that a problem, don't we? That ain't no blessing. Seriously.
That's good, man.
So having an understanding of the process gives us a sense of comfort and patience where we don't remove time from the ingredients and we give up. See, just because you kick dirt and you leave that garden doesn't mean that grass or that flower or that fruit or that vegetable is not going to grow. The thing is, you left, so you never stick around long enough to see it grow. You can leave your wife or leave your husband because the baby didn't come in 3 months, but that baby will continue to grow because it's a part of the process, a process that you do not control. See, there's the role that we play, and then there's the role all the laws and elements play. Know your role.
Ooh, that's good.
And play that part. Even before Donald Trump can, you know, fill up a casino, they have to build the casino, which takes
money.
Time, right? I know we're in a microwave society where we get things all instantly and really fast. How many like microwave popcorn, right? But isn't there still like 30 seconds when the popcorn is spinning and ain't nothing happening?
That's right.
Huh? You're just like looking at it and the bag is just still flat. There ain't nothing happening, right? Do you just turn it off in 30 seconds and be like, screw this, man? Huh? Screw this. Huh? Of course not. You understand the process.
Yeah, come on now.
And many microwave companies are intelligent. They know that we're idiots, so they just give us a button that says popcorn.
Yeah.
Right? Because some of us will try to do 1 minute, not enough time. And some will try to do 5 minutes so you can go to the bathroom and come back. 1 minute, no popcorn. 5 minutes, not edible popcorn. Right? So it's the process. Everything has a process. And the moment we begin to understand the process and we appreciate that process,
well,
we can have patience in every single thing it is you want in this world. Every single thing you want in this life becomes available to you. Everything. There would be absolutely nothing that you will not be able to experience in your life. Every single person you experience and you see and that you may admire, that may be distant mentors or close mentors, they are no better than you.
That's right.
They're no better than you. They may put off this posturing and this ego that makes them feel like they're better than you. That's just their confidence.
That's right.
That's just their confidence. But the interesting thing is which do you think comes first? Success, then confidence, or confidence, then success? See, what you are here today is what you then appear.
Yes.
Be confident, and then all the different things you want, you're going to start to materialize. Think about a piece of magnetized metal, like a big magnetized beam, okay? A big magnetized beam can pull to it 10 times its weight, but a demagnetized beam can't even attract a feather.
Good.
By virtue of our choices, of what we're focusing on, by virtue of our choices, of what we're saying to ourselves, the images we hold, the feelings we carry, and the beliefs we hold, we are either magnetized or demagnetized. And what I mean is either you're magnetizing to you all those great things you want, or you're demagnetized to those, and you're attracting to you all the things you don't want. And this is beyond just the law of attraction. There's multiple laws that are in play. And the thing you got to understand is that the laws do not need your permission.
Come on now.
It ain't a choice. You fall off a building or jump off a building, law of gravity doesn't say, may I have your permission, man, to allow you to fall? Not at all. Law of gravity says what? There you go. It does not need your permission. So the law of mind does not need your permission to wreak havoc on your life by the way you think, or to make wealth of your life from the way you think. It doesn't need your permission. It just does it. So you have to choose. Are you going to operate within the laws and become in alignment with the laws so you can experience everything it is you want to experience in all areas of your life? Or are you going to try to be the first person in the history of freaking mankind to beat the system? You ain't going to beat the system. You will never beat that system. But the power that every single one of us have in common, the power that Oprah used, the power that Ted Turner used, the power that Bill Gates uses, the power that I use, the power of the guys and girls up here that you're going to meet use, is the power of choice.
Mm.
We choose to believe. We choose to shape our life based on what it is we want to be, not based on the past, not based on what other people think about us, not based on anything other than what we know we can become, what we want to become, and the kind of contributions we want to make in this world. That is a personal choice. And you got to remember, if you do not decide to build and live your dream, you will be building and living somebody else's.
That's right.
Without question. Either you will fall in line and lead other people behind you, or you will fall in line and lead behind somebody else. Mm. Period. That's just how it works. No man is an island to himself.
That's right. It's good stuff.
No man. You will require the assistance of other people. It will require other people to be involved. So how many understand what we're talking about here?
Yes.
How many of you guys get this?
Yes.
How many of you guys are ready now?
Yes.
How many of you guys are I can people?
Yes.
How many of you do have the time now?
Yes.
How many of you do have the resources now?
Yes.
How many of you have, yeah, that's right, he's repeating the whole thing. I like that. How many of you do have the money now?
Yes. I do have the money now.
Absolutely. Because it's worth it.
It's worth it.
And think about this. If you don't want to do it for yourself because it's not convenient, and let me tell you something, one of the biggest enemies of taking action is inertia, because inertia is the easiest choice, but it's the worst choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do it for yourself, if you want to be a lazy SOB, you don't want to do it. At least do it for your family. Give your kids a better life. Give your spouse a better life. Give a new perspective to your family so they can see what's possible. If you can't muster it up to do it for yourself, muster it up to do it for somebody else. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you can do it. I know you can do it. You were in the right place at the right time. This is no accident.
All right, welcome back. Chances are you may have to listen to the audio again, right? Because we did cover quite a bit of stuff. But that's okay. Listen to it again. But even more than that, while I want you to listen to it again and again and again, and then not just listen to it, but actually use and apply what it is we were talking about, what I would also like for you to do is care enough about other people and share this audio with them. Do your family the favor. Do your associates the favor. And make sure that they listen to this audio and that they execute and implement the ideas and the concepts that are shared. So if you're running a company, share this with your partners and your employees. Certainly you're a part of a family, so make sure your entire family has a copy of this audio and that they listen to it. If you're in network marketing, make sure your downline and your upline listens to this audio. And if you've been on the fence about starting a business or getting involved with any kind of opportunity or something that can significantly change your life and thus change the lives of other people, I would encourage you to make today that day. Make today the day that you follow through. Now that you have an understanding of what it is that's going to ultimately drive your success anyway, it's not going to really matter too much what it is you get into. Okay? But make the decision today. Is it worth it? And if it is worth it, then go for it. I'm giving you permission to copy this audio, download this audio. You can burn it to CD. You can give it away freely. Do with it whatever you so choose and please, because we're looking to create more life for more people, and you'll be able to help us to do that. And you'll be doing those you love and you care about a huge favor and service by allowing their mind to be introduced to these ideas that can expand their mind and thus allow them to see their unlimited potential and the infinite possibilities that lie ahead for their particular lives. All right? So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. Share this audio. Listen to it again. Let's change lives. Why is that important? Because the more life we give to other people, the more life that we give for ourselves. Take care. God bless.